Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. We are excited about you being here with us this morning. God bless you. Thank you for getting up for prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call in number 347-843-4559. Call in number, I am convinced, you are convinced, I'm sure. Everybody needs prayer on the planet Earth. 347-843-4559. We are supposed to pray for each other and even pray for our enemies. So we got to pray for everybody on the planet. Amen. 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 Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our scriptures for today is going to be from Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 13. Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 13. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Jeremiah 29 as you're led to do today in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for the Son, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. This morning, we thank God for all things, ladies and gentlemen, and we thank God for your families. Always know that we're praying for you behind the scenes. We're praying for you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will succeed in all things. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, also, we don't ever forget if you do need prayer or have a comment, feel free to go over the lines later on. Feel free to hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in the queue there if you have a prayer request or a comment later on. We don't want to forget that because I know a lot of people call even after the show or during the week for prayer, and we want to always remember your needs there in that area. So know that you can pray. I can pray. We all can pray for you in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop Tom Kinsley. Amen. Jeremiah 29, 10 through 13, ladies and gentlemen, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord of hosts, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. Then shall he call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And 13, ladies and gentlemen, says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. Let me read that last scripture again. And ye shall seek me and find me, amen, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 13. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. That's a mighty word, ladies and gentlemen. That's a mighty word. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, around the network there, Prayer Time, Bishop John Crenshaw, if you would, put your hands together for the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for joining us again this morning. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again that you have allowed us to see another day. We thank you, Lord, for light, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for being clothed in our right mind. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all the great things that you have done and allowed us in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you've been so gracious and merciful to us. Lord, we give you glory and honor, God, for all that you have done for your people everywhere. We give you thanks for another day. We thank you, Lord, as you bless their day, as you bless them as they go along today, God, as you open and make ways and provide as never before. And God, keep their minds in perfect peace that stayed on you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word, because your word is a weapon. The weapon of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pulling the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, we thank you for your assuring us, God, in your word, that we can trust you in spite of whatever situation may occur or arrive in our lives, that you will see us through it. And God, we give you thanks for your assuring us, God. We thank you, God, and this is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, that you heareth us. And Father, we thank you, God, because you heareth us, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you, Lord, but it will accomplish that you please. it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it, God. And we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those families down in Florida, the God, that building collapsed. God, we pray for that family, God. We pray that you will let them be found, those that have been missing, God, and they will be alive. And we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you pray. Oh, God, we pray for those that have lost families during that building crashing, God. We pray, God, that you will strengthen them, and God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh, God, that you will be with them, God. We know that is devastating in their lives, but, God, we know that you are able to comfort them. You are a comforter. And, Father, we pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will strengthen those that remain. And, Father, we pray, God, if those that are going to will be with them, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. And, God, we ask you to reveal, expose, and destroy every attack of the enemy. Reveal it, expose it, God. You know, you are all-knowing. There are no secrets that you don't know about. And you are able to reveal it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it. And we glorify you for it, and we give you all the honor, God. We thank you, God, as you bless those today in the hospital, God, as you continue to heal those that are sick this morning. You continue to strengthen them, God. And, Father, we give you glory, God, because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our feet was on him, but if with your stripes we are healed. We thank you for total healing, God, of their bodies this morning. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you heal them, God, as you restore them, God. We thank you, God, as you heal that man from cancer, that individual from cancer this morning. Father God, we know that you are a mind regulator. You are a part fixer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, those that have high blood pressure, those that have sugar diabetes, those that have all other types of ailments, we know that there is nothing too hard for you. And Father God, we give you thanks for their healing even now. We call those things to be not as though they already are. In spite of what the doctors say or the reports are, we know that you are able to heal them. We know that you are able to restore them. And Father, we give you thanks for this morning. We praise your mighty name. We thank you for a new beginning in life, God. We thank you for a new start in the name of Jesus. This day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You've given us so many opportunities, God. We pray for that man that don't know you this morning, that individual that are lost this morning. We pray for their souls, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for that battle that people are having in their minds, God, that the hallucination of spirit. We cast that spirit and bind it and destroy it. And Father, we pray against it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, that you are blessing that individual even now. Even as God, give bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. As days go by, continue to be with them and continue to lead and guide and protect them from all danger. Father, we pray for those that are traveling. Those that are traveling, God, give them safe traveler, God. Give them safe traveler to their journey and back home, God. We pray, God, Heavenly Father, as you protect them, even in the airways. Father, we know that you are able to protect them. And, Father, we pray, God, as you continue to heal those from COVID-19, God. We continue to pray for the doctors, God, and we continue to pray for the nurses, those on the front line. We continue to pray as you strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory and honor. And Father, we thank you for all the doors that you are opening. We thank you for the vision that you've made. We thank you for the blessings of God that make it rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for what you have already done. We give you glory and honor. We give you praise right now. We pray for that child that is lost this morning, that child that has run away from home. We pray for that child that is missing, that individual. Father, we pray for their safe return home. We pray for their safety, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against violence and murder, God. We pray against evil spirits against the name of Jesus. And Father, we call it soul, and we call healing, we call miracles. And Father, we plead the blood, God. We plead the blood over America, God. We plead the blood of Jesus for healing America. Heal America, God. And forgive us of all our sins, God. Your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek your faith and turn from the wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven and you'll forgive our sins and you would heal our land, God. We thank you for your word, God, and we give you praise. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, as you continue to save to the utmost. Father, we pray for churches this morning. We pray for pastors this morning. We pray for their congregation. God, we pray that you will strengthen them, God. We pray that you would encourage them, God. Give them courage, God, to go back to church. Give them faith to go back to church. Give them faith to believe in you and trust in you in spite of what the news reports are, in spite of what the news say, in spite of, God. But, Lord, let give them faith. Hope, and God, in the name of Jesus, we give you that you're not never leave us nor forsake us, but you will be with us always, even until the end of the world. And Father, we continue to pray for families, God, as you reunite families together. You reunite families as never before. God, we pray for marriages, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning. And we give you glory and honor. One, we thank you for revival. We thank you for revival, renewing, refreshing of God in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you all the glory and honor. We thank you for our children, God. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our wives and our husband, God. We thank you for all your many, many blessings, God. We pray for that single individual, God, that you will bless them and keep them, God. And Father, we give you glory and honor, God, and we praise you for all that you are doing even now. God, we thank you for the overflow of blessings, the overflow of promises of your word is coming to pass in the lives of your people everywhere. We forever give you glory and honor. We thank you for favor, Lord. We thank you for favor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we forever give you glory and honor. We adore you. We appreciate you, Lord. And we thank you as we pray for those that are less fortunate. We pray for that that are on the street this morning that have no illness. God, we pray, God, that you would protect them. And God, you be with them. And Lord, you save them and you deliver them. And Father, we go, God, we pray against that spirit. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you change the minds of people, oh God, that they will look to you and trust you in spite of all and know that you will work all things out for our good, for those that love the Lord, one that are called according to his purpose. And we forever give you thanks for it. And we know all things are working together for our good. And we give you thanks. And we know we give you all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer this morning. I receive it for my household today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning for his wonderful, wonderful, wonderful love. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We thank you again for joining us. If you do have a comment or a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone right now. Also, too, I want to give a special, special love and shout out to my beautiful and awesome sisters in upstate New York. You all know who you are, and we just thank you so much for who you are and all that's happening in the family. We thank God for you, and we're praying for you. Amen. Love my family. Everybody love their family. Praise God. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, once you continue to pray for each other, pray for your children, pray for your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and as Bishop prayed already, just continue to pray for each other so that we may continue to grow. Everybody needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much going on. We've got to pray, 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 pray without ceasing. Pray, pray, pray without ceasing. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we'll turn this back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Praise God. We thank God this morning for prayer. We thank God for those that's on the line. We pray for every family this morning. We pray as you unite them, God, and give them love one for another. Father, we give you thanks for all that you are doing. We give you praise for your many, many blessings. And Father, we give you thanks for this day is the day, a new day, a new beginning. And Father, we forever give you glory for it. We pray for our all elder pastors. We pray for our senior mothers. We pray for those elders of God. And we pray, God, your protection, your strength, and your keeping them. Father, we pray for that man even in prison this morning, that person incarcerated, God, that we know that you're able to be with them and strengthen them and bring them through, bring them out, those that has been unfairly incarcerated. Father, we give you praise. And we pray for their families. In Jesus' name, amen. Be encouraged for your good.
Amen, Bishop. Okay. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bishop. We want you and Dr. Crenshaw to have a great day as well as we're praying for you. Thank you so much, Bishop, for all you do. Ladies and gentlemen, always pray and recognize your pastors, your bishops, your apostles, your teachers, your prophets, yeah, recognize them all. Just thank them. Thank them for bringing the word to you. Amen. Yeah, anybody who's brought the word to you, ladies and gentlemen, pray for them, but also let them know how much you love them and reach out to them. Just let them know that you're praying for them as well. All our leaders need prayer too, right? Everybody needs prayer. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we want you to have a great day today. Enjoy your wonderful day today. Do something for yourself. Do something with your family as well. I want you to also take care of your immune system. I am not a doctor, but take care of your immune system and stay, use wisdom and stay safe as we go through some things, as you know, across the land as well. So use wisdom, drink a lot of water, exercise, keep your immune system high, see your doctor, and keep it moving, as Dr. Crenshaw would say as well. So read, research, and pay attention today. We got to do that, okay? Very, very important today. All right. Hey, we want you to have a great day. Have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. We got Donnie McClurkin coming up called I Call You Faithful. Donnie McClurkin, I Call You Faithful. Jesus is faithful. Holy Spirit is faithful. God is faithful. Have a great day, everybody. We love you. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Have a great day, everybody.
Somebody say, I call you holy. Your name is holy. Holy you are, and holy you
be. Come on, I want you to raise your voice all throughout this room. Let the world hear you here from the right church.
today and every day, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're just excited about what God's doing in your life. Bishop has prayed, and you should have a great day today in Jesus' name. Have a great one. Bye-bye now. Thank you.